views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I am excited today. I'm bringing a woman of wisdom presenter from years ago on the show today, Heather Ash Amara. She was in the early 2000s, I think, that she gave her workshop. I actually tried to get her to come to our conference for our 25th conference this year, and she is so busy with all the work that she's doing. And so maybe someday in the future, we can have her back in Seattle. She is a leader in mindfulness, empowerment, and shamanism. She's the author of The Toltec Path to Transformation, Embracing the Four Elements of Change, and the best-selling Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. And the heart of Heather Ash's teachings stem from her long Toltec apprenticeship and teaching partnership with Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements. I'm sure you all are aware of that book. And over the past 15 years, she has taught workshops and apprenticeships and trained teachers. She now travels the world working with women to integrate the feminine wisdom of the ancients into their modern lives. So welcome, Heather Ash.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's great to be here on the show.
Yeah. Well, your book is kind of like a training manual on how to be a warrior goddess, and we'll get into what that is in a little bit. But first, I assume you had to recognize the need for this for yourself. So what drew you to this personal journey of towards a warrior goddess?
That journey really started growing up in Southeast Asia and really feeling a deep sense of connection with the people that are there. And when I moved to the States, I felt a really strong sense of disconnection and I felt really disempowered and I didn't understand why. And I got into politics really big and did that for, you know, 3 or 4 years, was really, really passionate. And I realized one day, okay, wait a minute. I'm angry. All my friends are angry and nothing's really shifting. Nothing's really changing. So that was when I started on a spiritual path. And I felt like what I realized is that I had been really a warrior of fighting for justice. But what I was missing was the sense of spirit, was the sense of connecting with the divine feminine and with the goddess energy. And so from there, I was really blessed to study with some amazing teachers, Vicki Noble, Caridwen Falling Star, and then I met Don Miguel. And so that journey has really been for me about learning about these two cultures, these two different energies, warrior and what warrior energy is and goddess energy, and learning how to integrate that inside of myself and then getting so passionate about it that I had to then share it.
Yeah. Well, tell us then about what that means. That you have two concepts there really, of goddess and warrior, and how you bring them together and what they both mean and how they interplay in our lives or how we want them to.
Yeah, and the warrior energy is about commitment, focus, clarity. It's the energy of 100%, yes, I'm in. And the goddess energy is about opening. It's about surrender. It's about pleasure and play. And how I think about it is that the warrior energy says, I'm going there. Nothing will get in my way. I'm 100% committed. And the goddess energy says, I'm going there and how can I bring as many of my friends along as possible? And how can I have as much fun as possible as I travel? And we want to learn to balance both of these energies. That it's not about, okay, if I'm 50% warrior and 50% goddess, then I'll have it figured out. It's really about finding what is our unique blend of these two energies. Because for some of us, we're much more warrior oriented. That's our nature. And for some of us, we're much more goddess oriented. That's more our nature. And so really our work is around letting go of the old layers of what we've learned we should be so that we can become what's truly authentic from us, for us, so we can come from our essence. And that is, for me, the heart of warrior goddess, is using these two energies to help us to learn about ourselves and then to bring our authenticity, our light, our unique shine out into the world.
Mm-hmm. So I like you say, it's not a 50-50. It's kind of based on, we put our individual personality into it, our who we are into this, and also adapt to the situation. I mean, sometimes more warrior energy could be called for, sometimes more goddess energy. And it kind of reminds me, I mean, I feel like you're talking yin and yang too, you know, balancing those aspects, or the feminine and the masculine energies that we all have. So it's very similar kind of thing, kinds of aspects that a lot of people are talking about these days.
Yes, exactly. And it's that place of bringing them together in the right mix for us. And there's a lot of different models that definitely about how these energies are talked about. And the more that we get to know them as an experience rather than a concept, the more powerful they become. So it's a wonderful journey that we're all on of this place of integration.
That's true. So I would love for you to share why you feel this is important now for women to access this warrior goddess. What is currently, you know, in our culture, in our, where women are today, that this is, you know, being, and a lot of women are looking for this, calling for this for themselves.
Yeah, I feel it's so important now. You know, it's interesting, Chris, I've been being interviewed recently by some very conservative radio shows. And one of the main questions has been, why are you doing all this women empowerment thing? Women are already empowered, and there are laws on the, you know, there are laws that protect women that say women are equal. And what I've been responding is just reminding all of us that it was only less than like 100 years ago that women couldn't vote in this country. And if you look at most women's lives just 100 years ago, we didn't have a lot of external freedom at all. We really had one choice of who we could be. And so as modern women, we're incredibly blessed because we can choose who we want to partner with. We can have pretty much any job that we want to. We have a tremendous amount of external freedom. And what I've seen is we don't have as much internal freedom. There's still places we compare ourselves. We still hold ourselves back. We still don't use our voices in places where they're really needed. And so especially at these times, women's voices are critical. And the places that we are holding ourselves back and the places where there's still a lot of unconscious bias against women, there's a way that we're now in a big transition of stepping forward to claim our power. And there's ways that we have a lot of power, and there's ways that we still really hold ourselves back internally. So my passion is around helping women to free themselves on the inside so that they're living fully in the world and participating fully in the world as well.
Yes, yeah, that's true. It is up to us. I mean, you know, they say there's laws. Well, the ERA didn't get passed way back when we fought for that. And if you look at government, there's still a small percentage of women in politics, a small percentage of women, like I think in Washington State, where I live, 3% of CEOs are women. So to say, well, yeah, why do we need this now? Because women are equal. I don't know that women feel equal as far as that their voices are heard and respected and honored and even looked to for answers. I think it's just beginning now. I think when we saw this women's march and there's a lot of call for women to step up to the platform.
Exactly. And I think there's a way that, because we do have so much external freedom in appearances, there's a way that we've gotten a little bit complacent of thinking like, everything's good, it's going great. And now that women are becoming more aware of the places where there's limitations and the places where there's still very serious misogyny happening and places where women aren't being honored. And so just like you said, in government, in main corporations, in so many places, it's still very, very much out of balance. And there's still many places that women, the pay equality is still very imbalanced. And so there's still a lot to struggle for and to do that in creative ways and to really start to work together as women. And that's what I'm so excited about the Women's March is I feel like women now are really learning how to work together and how to work together based on love and mutual support. And that's really exciting to see with other women as well as with men.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful time.
Yeah, it is. It's I've been hearing this from friends and people. This is like, well, this was the time we've been waiting for. You know, this is what we've been working towards. And this is, you know, all the things that are happening in our country right now and sort of the division we're hearing. Well, this is our spiritual journey now. This is the work we were here for. And we need the tools. And that's one of the things that your book offers. And we're going to get more into this because you mentioned some things that I want to go into more detail about of, you know, women's voices and what we do and those struggles we have of comparing ourselves and judging and all that play so much into how we can really claim our power. And so I want to talk about a lot of these aspects. There's so much here and there's so much in your book that we're only going to be able to touch it a little bit in this hour today. So, and the other thing that I want to, when we come back, I want you to talk about, because one of the things that you've done and many people have done is bringing that, you know, the importance of the role of the feminine wisdom of the ancients. What do they have to offer for us? And so when we come back after our break, we're going to talk with Heather Ashamara about that.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's D-A-N-A-C-A-N-N-E-T-O.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Heather Ashimara. She's the author of Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. So we were talking about, that I wanted you to share about the feminine wisdom of the ancients and how they can help us and play a role now for us in our times now. What do you have to say about that?
One of my first places of plugging in to spiritual tradition was European shamanism. And what really drew me that was partially following my lineage, being curious what my ancestors were up to. And then as I started learning, realizing how much power and importance women had within communities in ancient Europe. So the women were the healers and the midwives and were very revered. And, you know, being in a culture where right now men are the ones that are in power and, you know, having sons, has it's changing. But this dynamic we've been in, that we've been moving through, of that boys are more important than girls, men are more important than women, to come across a culture that was my culture, that was my roots, that was really in honor of women and nature and the goddess, was a revelation. And so when we reconnect with our roots in that way, wherever we came from, when we recognize that prior to patriarchy, women were really important, were vital to the communities, and had a really important role. And that then allows us to claim our power in a new way, to realize that we have women that walked before us, not just modern women, but we also have the ancestors behind us that are supporting us in coming back into our power and reconnecting with both a divine sense of the feminine as well as nature and the earth as a support and a guide.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought up power, because I wanted to ask you and have you talk about that, what power means. Because, you know, we're so, people think of power as, you know, these powerful men in government or corporations, and that we're the underdogs, and it's power over this feeling, you know, power is bad because it's power over people. So we're talking about a whole different kind of power, of women being leaders, stepping into their power, power from within. Empower with. And I'd love for you to share more about that, how we can access that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an important distinction to make, because it's true for women. We've been often either afraid of our power or not wanting power, because the model we have of power now is about power over. It's around whoever has the resources has the power. And that's actually a relatively new model, which is not very sustainable. And we want to go back to the old model of power, which is around this power of being connected, the power of being part of something greater. That's the power that we're returning to. And it's about us each finding our own power within, our own deep center. And instead of looking for power outside of ourselves, and I think about it, you know, if you look at women as trees, so a way to visualize it is that in order to feel safe, to feel secure, to feel powerful, what many of us have done, because it's what's been modeled to us, is put our roots into things outside of us. So put our roots into our relationships or to our kids or to our jobs to make us feel I'm safe, I have these things that make me feel powerful or make me feel important or make me feel needed. And what we want to begin to do is, of course, honor those beautiful aspects of our life, but realize that's not what gives us our power. Our power is about sending our roots deep into the earth, deep into the mother, as I think of it, and to be really clear that our source of autonomy, our source of self-love comes from that deep centered connection, and that we can then call in and honor the things we love. But if those things start shaking around us, we don't get completely discombobulated because we know where our roots really lie. We know where our power really comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And it's doing the inner journey to find it. We're not going to, I mean, our society is so geared to look outside and, you know, trying to find our power outside. That's not, you're talking about going inside and putting our roots down into the earth, but it's within us that we find it.
Yes, exactly. And I think about this journey as a journey to self-intimacy. It's really a journey about getting to know ourselves deeply and to find, to go through the discomfort and the fears that sometimes prevent us from landing in our center. So, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I want to feel centered, but I feel scary every time I get quiet, or I feel like I'm going to lose my friends if I pull back. And for all of us, there are these fears that can stop us from really looking inside, from going within. And it's vital that we find the courage to go through those fears, because all of them are fears of the mind. They're not real fears. They're fears from old agreements, their insecurities, and what's on the other side of moving through the discomfort is a deep, vast spaciousness that we find with ourselves. And we learn to become our own best friend. We become our ally instead of the way so many of us are now, is that we're really our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about this, it's like the beginning of journey to become this warrior goddess. Let's talk about what would be a safe first step for people to take towards this place where we're accessing that inner power and addressing our fears. What do you tell people to do to create that, well, feeling safe to address those fears?
One thing where I have people start, where I have women start especially, is to first commit to ourselves, to say, yes, I'm in, and I'm going to commit to not abandoning myself. Because that's where I've seen so many of us cause a lot of pain for ourselves, is that we think we should be someone else or somewhere else. And so because of that, experiences happen. And instead of staying with ourselves and going, okay, sweetie, what do you need? How can I support you through this? We abandon ourselves by judging ourselves, by thinking we should be different, by feeling victimized by the situation. And so learning not to abandon ourselves, committing to, I will stay with myself through this journey, however long it takes. And I liken it to learning to clean out a closet. Because really what we're working on is undoing the old agreements and beliefs that we have that aren't ours. So agreements like, I have to be nice, or I have to take care of other people, or I'm not smart. There's all sorts of agreements that we take on as we're growing up. And as women, we often have really deep core agreements. I'm not lovable. I need to be perfect. And these deep fears of being abandoned. So as we begin to untangle these, I think about it, it's like cleaning a closet. You open the closet door, and if you really are going to clean the closet, the first thing you need to do is pull everything out. And that process of pulling everything out of the closet, at first it's like, oh, this feels really good. And then everything's out of the closet and you look around your room, and what happens next is most of us go into complete overwhelm and feel like, I have so much stuff. How is it possible? I have so much stuff. My neighbor doesn't have this much stuff. And the tendency is to want to shove it back in the closet. And it's the same thing as we're beginning this journey or continuing on our journey of discovering ourselves. We start by opening our awareness and beginning to look at all of our thoughts, what our beliefs are, how we're responding to the world, out of curiosity. And it's like we're pulling everything out. And at first it can feel really overwhelming. But what happens if we stay with it, we can then begin to sort. We can pick something up and go, huh, you know what? I never liked this. I think my mom gave this to me and I never loved it. We can put it down. It's not ours. And there'll be other things that we realize I've been just following this, but I've never really loved it. And then there'll be other places where we'll look at something and we'll realize, you know what, this feels like me. And we can then put it back in the closet. So the same thing with our beliefs. As we start to open up, you're going to find a belief that you realize, wow, this is not my belief. And there's a lot of tools that I share in Warrior Goddess Training around how to pull the energy out of those beliefs so that that event energy is available to us in the present and helps to dissolve those old structures that don't serve us.
Yeah, that's so, you know, and it reminds me of the book. There's a book from a Japanese woman about clearing out the clutter in your house and just really examining things. Is this still valuable to me? You know, do I love this? Do I, you know, and just really, and so taking it piece by piece instead, you talked about that overwhelm and you look at a closet or you look at your clutter mess, it's overwhelming. But if you take it step by step and take out one piece and look at it, as you're saying, you can then start, you know, it feels good to just eliminate one thing or especially even to recognize, yes, this is me. I want to keep this. It starts the journey. It's taking, you know, that first step is probably the hardest.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people will say to me, well, I don't know where to start. And I always say, it doesn't matter where you start. It's all connected. Everything, all the agreements and beliefs, they're all connected. So just like with a house, if you're going to clean your house, it doesn't matter where you start. If you just start with that one little drawer and then you feel a sense of success, then you'll continue forward with the cleaning. And it's same thing with our beliefs. When we begin to become aware of how we're reacting to the world, then we can begin to see what agreements or beliefs we're holding that are causing us to suffer. And we can then slowly, baby steps, start to undo them piece by piece. And every time we undo an old agreement or a belief, we get more energy, which gives us more courage and more capacity to start to take apart larger beliefs, larger agreements.
That's so true, because we give a lot of energy away for things that aren't important anymore. Well, this is Chris Danis. We're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back and talk more with Heather Ashimara.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at VoicesOfWomenToday.com. That's VoicesOfWomenToday.com.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm with Heather Ashamara, author of The Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. So, Heather Ash, please share your website and what you have to offer people.
Yeah, my website is heatherashamara.com or warriorgoddess.com. And I'm really excited to have a course coming up with the Shift Network that's called Warrior Goddess Empowerment. It starts next week, so people can also go check that out, warriorgoddessempowerment.com. And I know, Chris, that it was also in your newsletter, so people might have remember it from reading it in the Women of Wisdom newsletter as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I recommend people to check that course out. So we were talking a lot about how women can take a first step and, you know, step by step and one of those aspects that important to take care of themselves. And in your book, you talk about creating a container that they can, so how they can hold themselves securely and lovingly. So let's talk about why you would create a container and the steps to create one.
Absolutely. A container is something that holds us and is really vital in our process of transformation. And how I think about it is this, is as women, many of us have read hundreds of self-help books and probably have a pile of them by our bed. And they all pretty much say the same thing, which is love yourself. But what most of us do is that as we're reading books, who's also reading our book is our judge. And our judge has a tendency to then use everything we learn against us to say things like, oh, right, you want to be a warrior goddess, but you're really upset about this. Warrior goddesses wouldn't be upset about this. And I actually caught myself doing this just the other day where my mind was saying, if you were a good warrior goddess, you wouldn't be having this experience. And I had to just laugh at it. And the reason I'm able to laugh at it is that I have a larger container that holds me. And that larger container is compassion and awareness, really deep awareness. So what we learn to do is to embrace all of us. So it's not about trying to be perfect or thinking those voices are going to go away. It's holding ourselves as larger beings that have these doubting voices or judge voices and being compassionate that we're in the process of healing, that we're in the process of undoing old beliefs. And when we create a container, we're holding ourselves with love. And that allows us then to unweave the old structures from a place of curiosity rather than because we feel like we have to if we're good girls, which is really stressful, actually. I have to fix myself versus, ooh, I'm curious about where the places are that I'm still holding myself back of my old agreements. So the key to a good container is holding all of yourself and recognizing that for all of us, we have places where we're struggling or places that we make mistakes, and we have places that we're genius and that we have great capacity. So we want to learn to embrace all of ourselves fully. And rewire, I'll just say one more thing. I'm so passionate about this, that as women, one of the things that we also learn often is to sponge up other people's energy or emotions as if we can help in that way. or we believe that we don't deserve to hold our own energy. So we're literally reweaving our energetic body. And this is where the Toltec teachings come in, is a lot of this work is around learning to be in a different relationship with our energy body and our physical bodies, so that we're training ourselves. We're holding a container that we're saying to our energy body, any energy that's of my vibration or higher can enter, and anything that's not mine can't. And so it's like we're creating the membrane of ourselves as a cell. And that vision, and we use our imagination to do this. If you imagine you have a sphere around you where you are embracing and holding your energy as precious, and that you are unique and distinct from everyone else, and that you don't have to leak your energy or take on any energy that's not yours. So that's the core of creating a container for ourselves.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought in the energy aspect of it. That and it's so easy that we are like a sponge. We take on other people's energy, or we leak ours to others because we want to please people. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted and all that. And that's leaking our energy. And so creating this container, it's like you said, a membrane, in a way protects us from that happening. And then to really honor who we are, and also recognize who we are not. And it's hard work, and we have to allow ourselves to make mistakes and learn as we go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we start to recognize, one of the beautiful pieces about Warrior Goddess training is that I always remind women that we're doing the healing not just for ourselves. We have to recognize that we're part of a movement, and that as each of us heals individually, we give permission for other women to heal. And that we're also carrying forward a lot of agreements and energies from the past, from our ancestors, from the society that we live in, from what the Toltecs call the dream of the planet. And so sometimes women can feel really isolated. And I talk to a lot of women who are in their 50s or 60s that have had successful jobs and families, and they're feeling ashamed because they don't know who they are. They don't feel happy. They don't know what happened. And I just remind all of us, whatever age we are, that what we're undoing right now is not just ours. We're undoing a whole paradigm that we're carrying. And so we need to be really gentle with ourselves, and also really present and fierce in being courageous. It's a lot of work to do, but it's joyful, wonderful work.
Mm-hmm. And that is important. I remember doing a meditation for our Woman Wisdom Board, and it was on abundance and prosperity and all that. And as I was giving it, I was remembering, like, you know, we still try so hard to not be like our mothers, and then seeing this pattern of my own, like, oh my God, my mother was in the same position at her when she was my age, you know, and it's such an aha.
Yes.
Like, wow, you know, here I am trying not to be my mom, and here I am repeating, because it's just ingrained in us. It's in our DNA going back many generations.
Yes.
And so you mentioned that about healing the past, releasing the old stories. And sometimes it's subconscious. We aren't even aware they're there. And so doing more and more digging into the inner work of finding the core issues that are driving us, we can find those old stories that aren't really ours and question them, you know, be curious, like, oh, why do I feel this way? Where did this come from?
Yes. And that those patterns, like, I remember one day I realized that I felt guilty around things. And in the past, I would have said, well, I felt guilty because I should feel guilty because I did something. But one day I was like, huh, wait a minute. What is this guilt thing? Like, what is guilt? And I just got curious, and I started tracking it and watching it inside of myself. And what I realized after tracking it over months was that I actually felt guilty about everything. And I would have never known that. But it was amazing to realize I felt guilty if I did something really well, and I felt guilty if I didn't do something well. And that's when I got, this isn't my guilt. I'm carrying this forward. It has nothing to do with me. And the moment I saw that and really understood that, everything shifted. I haven't really felt guilty since, because it wasn't something that I needed to carry forward. So there's mm-hmm. many things like that.
Yeah, and that's such a good lesson, you know, for you to share with people, because women do carry a lot of shame and guilt. And it's something I noticed in Women Wisdom over many years, that in speaking our story, sharing these stories, releases those shames and the guilt. And because I'd see that time and time and again of the healings happening from sharing those stories and just getting them out, speaking them. And that's one of the things that you talk about in your book is you have a chapter about speaking your truth and stepping in, you know, and that is another important aspect of this journey.
So important. And it's really taking what's in the shadows that we think nobody else has this, or I should be ashamed of this, or this is shows something about me. When we bring those stories out in safe places and recognize, oh, wait a minute, I shared this and other women have had the same experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to be ashamed of this, or I don't need to hide this any longer. I'm seen, I'm loved. Then those old places start to dissolve and so much happens.
Yeah, the healing happens. And when you hear somebody else tell a story and you go, oh, wow, I'm not the only one, you know, because we all think we are. We're the only ones that feel this way. And when you hear others tell this story, it's, you know, they're all in the different types of story. They have the different flavor because of the individuals and the personalities, but it's the same underlying story. And you recognize, like, wow, I'm not alone. And that's so empowering to learn that. That it's okay then to speak your story because someone else shared theirs. It gives me permission. And then the whole witnessing that women do with each other when they do share their stories, I think that's an important aspect of all this work too, to witness each other.
Yes, really a beautiful piece that we can give each other to recognize we don't have to fix each other. If we just show up for each other, with each other, and hold that space of loving witness, that's what we need more than anything to unweave the old stories. We need our presence and being seen. And so as women, as much as we can get steady inside of ourselves, that will allow us to be even steadier with other women as they're unpacking the past through sharing the stories.
Yeah. And we're in this together. So when we come back, we're going to talk about communities and circles and how that those are important with in this work with women. So I'm going to take a short break, come back and talk more with Heather Ashamara.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been having a fabulous conversation with Heather Ash Amara. She's the author of Warrior Goddess Training, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. Be sure to check out her website, heatherashamara.com, and check out her goddess training online class, I guess it is, that you can join that starting next week. I think it's going to be, you can tell from this interview, I think it'd be very worthwhile for people to sign up for this course. So we've been talking about a lot of things, and I wanted to end in this segment with talking about, you know, community and circles and how that is so important for women. And we did mention that about, you know, just sharing our stories and witnessing each other. And so what do you see for this, Heather Ash, and also I want to know your vision for Warrior Goddess Training. And in this segment, okay, I'm throwing this all out now. bringing in the girls, you know, the young women and the girls for the future. I think that is so important. Yeah. So what are you doing that can bring them, you know, to realize the importance of this?
Yes. I am so passionate about community and how powerful community is in the healing process. And as women, we really do well when we're in circle and when we're able to have a space where we feel safe and we feel seen. And what we really want to hold and look for and create is spaces of people that are saying, we want to know who you are. You know, we want to watch for the places where there's groups that say, you can be in our group if you are like this, if you become like this. Because we want people to hold who we're becoming and be able to stay steady with us as we go through the sometimes messy process of transformation and of finding ourselves. And so to have groups that are curious, that are on the same journey, that are supporting us in our unfolding and are standing with us and saying, ooh, who are you going to become? Let's see, is a real huge gift. And Warrior Goddess Training, the whole movement has grown so quickly and beautifully over the last couple of years. And one thing that I'm doing right now that I'm really excited about is training women to lead local circles. So I do a lot of online work. And I apologize if you guys can hear the background. I'm in New York. It's loud here. So I've been training facilitators around the world to hold local circles. I do a lot of online work and travel. But what's really transformational is to have a local circle that can walk you through the specific tools. So that's one thing that I'm doing right now. And we're also talking about how to empower younger women. So one of the journeys that I'm taking coming up soon is I take a journey once a year to Mexico, to Teotihuacan, the pyramids outside of Teotihuacan. And we have a number of daughters coming this year. So that's new. I've had like one or two daughters, but we have like a whole group of young women. And this is a way that we can help initiate them and learn from them because they have so much to teach us as well. And
yeah, that's true. The intergenerational right now, I think, is very important.
It really is. And for us to hold that it's not just we need to teach our young women, but to really open to, we need to let them teach us just as much because they have great wisdom that they're bringing in.
And yes, and they have that, and they have that wonderful fire, creative energy, you know, and excitement, and it's a new generation. Even when you're around them, the language is a little different, their viewpoints are different, and it's inspiring. I find to be around millennials and teens.
Yes, it is. It is so inspiring. And that as we go forward now, all of us are in this journey of our own individual awakening and empowerment. And then I just always support all of us in continuing to look at how can we also be mentors and role models to other women as well. So any ways that we can reach a hand out to support women in their journey and to be mindful of the global component, that to go beyond the borders and go beyond religion and go beyond race and go beyond sexuality, to really learn from each other and honor each different prism of women's experience.
Yeah, that's so, it's great, the work that you're doing and a lot of women out there, and that it's, you know, I always felt like woman wisdom, our commonalities were women and we have a spirit, and there's no other boundaries. There's no other differences that we all have. I mean, we all have our differences, but they're the individual personalities, but we all have this, but when we come together in our commonality, we can see each other.
Yes. And there's so much more commonality than there is differences. We just have to be willing to look and to settle into exploring where are the places that we are deeply in alignment, and then learn from our differences, which is such a gift as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have a last minute here. What are you instilling in women? One of the things that you are, I love this phrase that I saw somewhere if it's in your book or your materials, to ignite your inner revolution. And I love that saying, but I would love for you to, what last words of advice you want to give our listeners as we close?
That each of us is so precious and so unique, and that we have this inner fire that is our life force and our, what the Toltec call our unique ray of light. So each of us has this incredible gift that we're bringing forward, our perspective that nobody else holds. That's our light. And so it's so vital for us to look inside and to tend our own fire, to listen, what nourishes my fire? And to also explore the ways that we're dampening our own fire. And it's sometimes easy to go, oh, well, this person over here is dampening my fire. If they just stop doing this, then my fire will be bright. But the truth is, we're responsible for feeding and nurturing that fire. And we can look at our situation and change our situation so that our situations help to hold our fire. And we want to be really mindful of our words, what we say to ourselves, of our actions, how we are responding to things around us. And just asking ourselves the question over and over again, sweetheart, what do you need to be supported right now? So that we come back home to ourselves and that we're really deeply listening. And also honoring that inner fire, seeing what nourishes us, and beginning to change the habits and patterns and beliefs that dampen our fire. My friend Jorge from Peru just said this beautiful thing of, use warm words with yourself. Don't use cold words. Mm-hmm. And warm words are that beautiful talking gently with love, with respect to ourselves.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Heather Ash.
Thanks so much, Chris. Delightful to be here. Take good care.
So you can check her website out, heatherashamara.com. And also check out the Woman Wisdom website, womanwisdom.org. And you can sign up for our newsletter there. And also take a look at my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's a compilation of many of the stories and art and poetry of Woman of Wisdom. And so it's an inspiring book of the many voices of the divine feminine. And you can read about that, of course, anywhere on Amazon, but also at womanofwisdom.org. So it was great to have this hour with you. And we'll be back next week with talking with more women on Voices of Women.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.